Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 811 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins me every Thursday at this time to preview the great stories that are in the newspaper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. A little bit chilly outside. Feels really different. Feels nice.
I agree. I'll take it. It's okay. It's, as long as it's temporary, it's okay. The Land Development Code, after a long process of debate and discussion and yelling and wailing and gnashing of teeth, has been ratified, and it included the changes in the distance to bars that Colton Wright wanted, right?
Yes. There was very little opposition to it. In fact, there was no one that spoke against it at the meeting, which is something that Colton Wright was advocating for. It has been a real problem for people who want to relocate. One of the issues was that the American Legion is needing to relocate from their current location, but they had to be within or farther than 2,500 feet from a school or a church. And one of the things that Commissioner Wright was saying is that, you know, when you only have one road, in effect, that is commercial in the South End, which is Highway 98, you really can't have a limitation like that because you can't, there's nothing else. Everywhere you look, there's a church or a school. And they had tried to move at one point, and they were just a few feet short of the 2,500-foot buffer. So they have now eliminated that. Now, you cannot be adjacent business that serves alcohol cannot be adjacent to a school or a church. However, but there is no 2,500-foot buffer any longer. So that is something that we are looking at now. Of course, that does not mean there would be any strip clubs. There is a county a county regulation that
right.
There's no strip clubs. Don't worry about that. But it could mean that we would have more investments in the area, such as a bowling alley, or it could be that there's a brew pub or something like that.
Right.
That could come to the area. So that is a change, but it won't take effect until January the 1st of 2024.
Yeah, that was some discussion, too, because some folks wanted it to take effect now, and the compromise was, look, January 1st is a reasonable compromise between the developers wanting to delay it as long as possible and the advocates for restrictions or of other sorts beside that part wanting it to go into effect now. We've also got a story about more pickleball courts? Really? More?
Well, there haven't really been any more added. So therefore, this is really the first they've just kind of gone around and around with this. But the Parks Board has recommended that they get 4 new pickleball courts and resurface all of the 10 existing tennis courts at Shoreline Park North. So that is something that they're going to recommend to the council. The council will bring it up at the next meeting. But yeah, we don't really have any. And one of the things that they were talking about was, there's some inside. Inside the rec center or the community center, but they had also talked about converting 2 of the tennis courts over at High Point into pickleball courts, but they're just going to resurface those and leave them as is. So anyway, the pickleball is that brings out a crowd. People really want to talk about pickleball.
Right.
There's just not enough. The demand is outstripping the supply. So yeah, people love pickleball, and I've played pickleball, and it is really fun.
And the ongoing, Hatfield and McCoy relationship that pickleballers and tennis players have is also kind of an interesting one to watch. You guys have a story about a fire tax assessment that might change?
Yes. Well, that's a proposal, and they did talk about it at the legislative delegation that was down at St. Sylvester's Church on October the 24th. They had Senator Doug Broxson, Representative Alex Andrade, and Representative Dr. Joel Redman there. And they talked about a lot of things, and one of them was changing the way that fire taxes are assessed, changing it from ad valorem, which goes on the value of your home, mm-hmm. to square footage. So that's something that they're looking at. And, of course, they said there's a big discrepancy between the way some people are charged for fire tax between the north end and the south end, and so they're hoping to level that out.
Yeah, it's I just don't think it should be based on value or based on square footage. It should just be per home, you know. But I have my own thoughts about how we don't do these things in a just way. But that's an interesting change they're proposing. The Blue Angels show is here. Foo Foo Fest. You got Splash. Who won the Beach Bowl Cup?
Well, it was a heartbreaker. Let me tell you that both teams played their heart out. It was a 49-48 game in overtime with the Raiders coming out on top. So it was a well-played game. Both teams so evenly matched.
Navarre beat Gulf Breeze 49-48. Holy smokes. That's a crazy high school
game.
It
was a great, exciting game. I just couldn't turn it off. It was so exciting.
I bet. Wow.
And our sports editor, Jason Thompson,
who does great
work, broadcasts the game. He does an awesome job. He really could be up there with anybody on the NFL network or anything. He's great. He really keeps you informed, and he just is so excited and makes us all, you know, just feel like we're part of the game.
No, that's fantastic. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, which has Splash inside as well today. Lisa, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed about our hometown. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'll see you in the breeze.
817 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see. We got traffic with Jake. How's that off-ramp looking? Is that cleaned up a little bit now?
It still seems to be pretty slow, and we're checking, researching right now to see what's going on. It looks like the traffic light is malfunctioning, so it's skipping the regular process there, so it's kind of causing some confusion and some backup all the way to the end of that exit ramp onto the interstate there.
This is I-10 onto Davis I-10 Highway,
west,
by the way,
yeah.
Westbound onto Davis. Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't explain.
Yeah, that's fine. And if you're leaving Pace on Highway 90, slowdown is starting before the bay up to the light. NES Pensacola traffic is normal for this morning. 98 westbound in Tiger Point, the construction traffic is slowing things down there at Garcon Point. And I-10 eastbound starting just before Pine Forest, it's slow roll all the way down to Pensacola Boulevard. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, it comes a point in your relationship with your car where you realize that you're not loving it anymore. And that's normal. That's what happens, okay? And at that point, you have to make a decision, right? Is it time yet? What do I want to buy new? Do I want to buy used? What kind of a thing do I want to buy? Listen, before you need to, like before it's a must, that's when you want to start shopping, because then there's no pressure, right? Don't go grocery shopping hungry. Don't go car shopping when you're out of a car. Go when you still got one, but you've got time to figure it out. Go to Frontier Motors. Look around. Find cars that are a year, two, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices, and see what's available, because they will have all the sedans. They will have all the trucks. They will have all the minivans, all side by side, and then you can, you know, see which one is the right fit for you, which is the right one, and then go shopping for the price and the color and all that kind of stuff. And if they have it, they have it. And if they don't have it, they can maybe get it for you, right? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. ggaf.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
We take over one borough at a time. Secure our territory. Secure our turf. Because it's all our turf.
Calling for a ceasefire now do not understand Hamas. That is not possible. It would be such a gift to Hamas because they would spend whatever time there was a ceasefire in effect rebuilding their armaments, you know, creating stronger positions to be able to fend off an eventual assault by the Israelis. So we're in a very different world. I don't think it had to be the world we're in, but that's where we are, and we've got to figure our way forward through it.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally love to start a segment where I explain how Hillary Clinton is exactly right, hitting the nail on the head, that a pause in the hostilities, a pause in the, you know, pre-invasion or semi-pre, because they kind of have some in, by Israel against Hamas, that a pause only benefits Hamas. But it does. She's exactly right. Also, if that disrupted your morning that you went from Cars music into Hillary Clinton with no warning, I'm sorry. Every once in a while, you know, you just got to expect the unexpected here on the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hundreds of Americans will be leaving the Gaza Strip today through the border crossing with Egypt. The Gaza Border Crossing Authority issued a list of passport holders overnight that have been approved. That includes about 400 Americans on the list. About 300 foreign citizens left yesterday as the airstrikes continue there. The Texas Rangers are now the World Series champions. It's the first time for that in franchise history. They defeated the Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5 last night. And negotiators back at the table today to try to end the Hollywood actors' strike. Talks between the actors' union and studios continued late into last night. Sources say the talks are headed in the right direction. They believe there could be a tentative deal within the week.
And I will say this about the baseball game last night. Very tense game, no score until the seventh inning. But you remember I had been talking about Tommy Pham giving up his chance to go 5-for-5 in game 2 when they were way ahead, the Diamondbacks were way ahead of the Rangers. And I thought that's a cool thing to do, to let his friend bat in a World Series, because he might not ever get in, and he would not have gotten in the World Series ever because there was never going to be a chance for it. Also, the Diamondbacks didn't win another game after that. So,
right.
You know, you kind of, did he offend the baseball gods? Not that I believe in them, but that is what we say, so I don't know. I won't say too much more about that. Congratulations to the Rangers fans. I know it's been a long haul. You know, some kid who's like 13, he's been a Rangers fan his whole life. Yeah, that's not long-suffering, son. 63 years is long-suffering. David, thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, a story I mentioned earlier in the day, very interesting. I don't know enough to know how significant it's going to be, and also it's not a done ruling because there's still going to be an appeal. But a ruling coming out of Missouri where basically a whole group of home buyers sued the Realtors Association, claiming that having both buyers and sellers 3% commissions coming out of the seller's side has led to inflated prices. And they, you know, they sued and won, and the judgment is $1.7 billion. That could be amplified to as much as, or sorry, $1.8 billion could be amplified to as much as $5.4 because there's a triple damages provision for something like this, but it kind of comes under the, like, you know, fraudulent price inflation kind of idea is what they sued under as a class action. And it's one of these stories that it wasn't like the top three stories anywhere that I saw, but it was on several different websites in the, like, oh, hey, by the way, yeah, because if that got changed nationwide, I mean, God only knows, you might be talking about, you know, hiring your own realtor for a 1% commission. Prices could go down. I mean, I don't know. It's just it'd be a very big change in the way homes are sold if that winds up holding up under appeal. Right now, it's like, you know, the jury has made the ruling and we'll see where it goes from here. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, so I-10 eastbound starting just before Pine Forest. We have some slow traffic all the way down to Pensacola Boulevard. 98 westbound in Tiger Point. The construction traffic is slowing things down there at Garson Point. And if you're leaving Pace on Highway 90, slow down starting just before the bay all the way up to the light. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to t.c.benefitsgroup.com. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Oh, by the way, you remember there was a court case filed by a Democrat legislator, Carlos Guillermo, a state legislator, who, along with several news organizations, I think Gannett was a part of this, I forget who all was in the lawsuit, basically claiming that the state of Florida had collected COVID-19 data and then changed the way it was disclosing that data, going from a daily report to a weekly to a every other week a biweekly report, and they had the data, but they were keeping it, and they would no longer report, for example, deaths by county. There was a lot of things that they kind of stopped reporting, and even the way that every other week report came out, there were misleading elements of it. One of the most misleading was that they would tell you how many people that died tested positive for COVID in the last week, but they wouldn't tell you how the number had changed. Total. It was only the people who happened to die last week, and it wouldn't include a lot of the catch-up reporting that would take place. And so they would say that, 25 people had died in the state when the real number was more like 400 based on the total number of people died over time. So now we have actual data for the counties. And the data for the counties, it's interesting. I went back and compared, because for a long time when we were not reporting county by county death data, I had been doing a statistical estimate of it. And basically took, our share of the population of Florida, our share of the cases in Florida, and then applied that math to the number of deaths to figure out roughly how many people were dying in Santa Rosa and Escambia County when the state wasn't reporting that. And my estimates were about right. They were pretty close. But what we have now is numbers for over the course of time. And look, I understand some of you, why are you even bothering to talk about COVID? I understand. Okay, but do keep in mind, people do still die from it. I mean, every week people die from COVID. The number is down. Okay, the number of people dying from COVID right now is down to about 100 a week in the state of Florida, but that is still 100 a week that people are dying from this. And it had been at peaks of, a couple thousand a week. So that is way down. It was about 500 a week 2 months ago. So that number does fluctuate quite a bit. In any case, in Escambia County, in 2020, 422 people. In 2021, 709 people. In 2022, 321 people. So far this year, 113 for a total of 1,791 at the moment have died from COVID. So not quite 2,000 people in Escambia County over the course of the pandemic. In Santa Rosa, you had 147 in 2020, 382 in 2021, 157 in 2022, 68 so far this year. And that's based of county you reside in when you test positive, and then, of course, if you subsequently die, you become a case. You become a death. 890 total over the course of the pandemic, about half as many, which makes sense population-wise. So we do now have these numbers. The FDOH is in compliance with the court ruling that said they have to disclose these numbers. And, I'm not going to spend a lot of time updating and keeping you informed about this, but I did want to let you know that has changed. They are compliant, and we do now finally have some general picture of how many people were killed by COVID over the course of the pandemic in our two county area. And again, you're talking about 2,800 people altogether, which is a lot of people. I mean, it's not, every person, but for a county that's, for two county areas, 500,000 people, 3,000 almost out of five, 3 out of 500, that's not, what is that? About a little bit less than 0.75% of the entire population. That's kind of a big deal. Think about Wahoo Stadium. That's about how many people you could put, not quite full, but Wahoo Stadium kind of esque is sort of those numbers. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got our frivolous topic coming up in a moment after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At a closed-door fundraiser in Minnesota, President Biden calls for a pause in the fighting in Gaza to get Hamas captives out. More civilians, including Americans, are being allowed to leave Gaza into Egypt. We're told there are 400 Americans on that list. New York Republican George Santos, facing criminal charges, survives a vote to expel him from the House. The vote was 179 for expulsion, 213 against. That's far short of the two-thirds needed to remove Santos from Congress. He's facing 23 criminal charges, including wire fraud and identity theft. Toyota's recalling nearly 1.9 million Rav small SUVs in the U.S. The issue is a problem with batteries that can move during forceful turns and potentially cause a fire. Toyota says it's preparing a fix. America's listening to Fox News.
And good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. 40 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola on this Thursday morning. Families that have taken up residence over at those homeless camps in the Jones Swamp area apparently are being allowed to stay after all now.
The owner came out yesterday and took all the papers down that they put up for us being evicted today. And said that we didn't have to go nowhere. If it ain't him saying we have to leave, don't listen to nobody.
And that resident talked with Channel 3. Now, you may remember earlier this week, notices had been put up that the residents had to be off the property by yesterday. There's been no reason given by the Area Housing Commission for that change. The Small Business Administration has announced that economic injury disaster loans are now available in Northwest Florida. This is due to the drought conditions that began last month. The declaration includes both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. The program is available for farm and non-farm related businesses that have suffered a financial loss as a direct result of the drought. The loan amount could be up to $2 million with interest rates of 4% for small businesses and 2.375% for private nonprofit organizations with terms up to 30 years. The latest spat between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill is figuring out how to provide aid for Israel. Despite opposition from Democrats and even some Republicans, Congressman Matt Gaetz says he does stand behind the $14 billion standalone aid package for Israel that does not include aid for Ukraine. That money would come out of the IRS budget.
The IRS used to have a $12 billion budget. That swelled to an $80 billion budget as a consequence of the Inflation Reduction Act. And so this would peel back $14 billion of that and I think let our people off the mat when it comes to excessive government weaponization. And that is exactly what these IRS agents would be intended to do.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said it's not even worth a House vote because it would be dead on arrival in the Senate. He, of course, backs the Biden administration in backing aid for Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and the southern border. Governor Ron DeSantis seems to be pretty happy with the state's attempt at recruiting more police officers. The governor announcing yesterday that the law enforcement recruitment bonus program has now attracted officers from all 50 U.S. states and two territories. DeSantis says that the state has paid $5,000 after-tax bonuses to over 3,300 new recruits and law enforcement officers. Of those 900, officers have come from other states, with most of them coming from Illinois. The governor says we'll continue to support law and order and make investments to keep our communities safe here in Florida. And a Florida state lawmaker now pushing a bill that could help traffic flow a little bit better on highways. Gainesville State Senator Keith Perry filed a bill last week that would ban driving in the left lane. That, if that were to pass, the lane could only be used legally by those passing another driver. Perry tells the Gray Florida Capital Bureau that this would also reduce crashes on state highways. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
If you're leaving Pace on Highway 90, we still have some slowdown starting before the bay. Also, 98 westbound in Tiger Point, we have our construction traffic slowing things down there at Garson Point. Also, I-10 eastbound starting just before Pine Forest. It's a slow roll all the way down to Pensacola Boulevard. This traffic report is brought to you by Fresh From Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh From Florida Club today at freshfromflorida.com. If you have traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We do have a beautiful sunny day in store today with chilly temperatures, 67 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 40s. As you go into Friday, starting to warm up, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Getting into the mid-70s as we go into Saturday, 75 degrees with mostly sunny skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 40 degrees in Pensacola, 43 in Gulf Breeze, 37 in Milton. And your money now. The market's opening up this morning. The Dow's up 303.72 at 33,578.30. The S&P 500 up 50, 42 at 42,88.28. The NASDAQ is up 167, 40 at 13,228.87. Our 10-year bond rate down at 4.64% today. Gold prices up 590 at 1,993.40. Silver prices up 31 cents at 23.10. And Bitcoin having a good morning as well. It's up 6.15.90 right now at 35,203.22. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged for now. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell tells reporters that the central bank will continue to track inflation and the health of the economy. He says that there's still a long way to go to get inflation down to 2%. Jobless claims up this week. The Labor Department says the number of Americans who applied for first-time unemployment benefits for the week ending October 28th was up 5,000 from last week. Today's number coming in at 217,000. The increase slightly higher than expected, with more analysts having predicted around 214,000 new claims. And at Toyota announcing today that they'll be increasing their wages after the UAW workers and Detroit's big three automakers reached tentative agreements. Toyota says they are not releasing the details of those wage increases publicly. A flyer that was circulating on social media said the company was introducing a possible 2% wage increase for their top paid workers. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This fall in Pensacola, Florida, celebrate 10 years of FUFU. This year promises to be bigger, funner, and, well, artier. Engaging art installations, livelier music, more amazing cuisine, and a vibrant culture that's contagious. Discover it all this fall. Come celebrate 10 years of FUFU Fest, November 2nd through the 13th in Pensacola, Florida. Start planning at FUFUFest.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I am probably going to get myself in trouble over this one, but I don't mind. Sometimes there's good trouble. It's good to get in trouble. I was reading a thing the other day because apparently the 1st of November, yesterday, was National Cook for Your Pets Day. And I thought, the what now? What do you... What are you talking about? Like, you know, how would you like your eggs over easy? You know, like, what does that mean? You know, cook for your pet's day. Because I think in my whole entire life, not only don't we don't typically do much of table scraps for reasons I'll explain, but it would never even occur to me that what I should do is add on to my daily routine a half hour's worth of cooking up a meal for the pets. Like, what in the world are you talking about? But I was reading about it. Oh, yeah, you know, it's more nutritious and you're, you know, you can get them better food. And, you know, a lot of that pre-made dog food is really not great for them. I'm like, yeah, but I'm still not sitting down to fry up a hamburger for Blue Angel, okay? It's just not going to happen.
That's your dog's name?
Yeah, we have one named Trinity and one named Blue Angel. She's a Blue Merle, and she has these gorgeous blue eyes. Awesome. And, of course, we live here, and she was a miracle baby, so it's kind of a lot of tie-ins. Anyway, so 437-1620, I genuinely want to know, and I will try my best not to make fun, but I genuinely want to know, have you ever, would you cook for your dog? And I just kind of assume that the answer is, nobody, okay, but I've learned in the past that when you think nobody does a thing, you know, there's a reason there's a national day for it. May not be the most popular day, but there's one. So do you ever cook for your dog? And then kind of a corollary question is, do your dogs get table scraps? Like, that's the easier version of this, because I don't think a lot of people are cooking for the dog, but I could be wrong. I mean, people dress up their dogs for all kinds of things. Maybe they're cooking for their dog, too. Like, you know, hey, it's omelet time. So 437-1620. And honestly, I will say that if you do cook for your dog, I want to know what their favorite food is. Because I bet they have one. You're like, my dog's really into bagels and lox. You know, okay, fine. I want to know. You know, obviously some things the dog shouldn't have, like chocolate and onions and stuff like that. But, okay, anyway, this is where my head's at today. Jake, do you guys have dogs?
No, I grew up with dogs outside, and now we have a cat. So one time we did cook for one of our feline fur babies. It was in poor health, so we couldn't feed it certain foods, and we had to cook chicken and rice.
Okay.
And she ate it up.
A mild food.
Yeah, okay. Very mild and
probably
and
low salt
nutritious.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the dogs growing up, they did get table scraps. It was the leftovers from two nights ago, plus probably some cheese slices on top and some bacon grease.
Oh, so the dogs are going to have high cholesterol.
Oh, yeah. They did not live very long out there. But their favorite food was spaghetti.
Weird.
Oh, they loved when we had spaghetti leftovers. They just ate it up. Dude, we had two collies.
437-1620, 437-1620. Did they like cauliflower?
No.
Cauliflower?
No, they weren't big on the veggies.
Terrible joke,
yeah.
Should I? Collies? They're collies?
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, you know, when I'm asking a dumb question, it's usually even dumber than you think. first text in response here says, dogs are people too. They're not. I love you, but they're not. People are people. But okay, you know, but I get your sentiment is you care deeply about them. And if you care deeply about them, why wouldn't you cook for them? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just have more things to do in my life. But okay, fine. Somebody here says, my mother, here we go. This is what I was worried about. I mean, anticipating. My mother-in-law cooks scrambled eggs for her dog, even when she's not making eggs for herself or her husband, every morning.
Wow.
Thank you. This is why we have a National Cook for Your Pets Day. So, all right, 437-1620.
Need to move in with them. Wow.
Somebody here says, John says, I don't even cook for my wife. Nice. 437-1620. No, I don't cook for the dogs. And yes, we do feed them table scraps. See, that one I understand. I mean, table scraps I understand, obviously, because, you know, every dog. Listen, if you're in the kitchen, the dogs are in the kitchen. If you're at the table, the dogs are at the table. They're not dumb. You know, they know where to go to get the bits of, you know, mistake or the bits of deliberate, whatever. By the way, the reason I don't feed the dogs table scraps is because, you know, when you pay for two urinary tract infections and, you know, bladder stone removals, you will also no longer do table scraps for your dog and keep them on their scientifically formulated diet. And Trinity is like that. Blue, she sometimes gets food. Let's see. Somebody here says... We only cook for ours. Loves broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, and chicken. No, seriously. Wow. And fried eggs for breakfast. Well, you know, I mean, if you've got the time and the inclination, I suppose. Now I'm really sad, Andrew. I read it as National Cook Your Pet Day.
Oh.
No.
We're not in Vietnam.
No. Although, wait a minute. I'm going to... I have to find a thing. There's a method to my response. You'll understand when I find it. 437-1620.
Do you remember the show China Beach? You remember that show?
Oh, I'd never watched. I mean, I remember seeing that it was on there, but I never watched it.
One of my earliest memories as a kid, I was watching that show, and she was the main character. I can't remember her name, but she was playing with this beautiful little puppy, you know, and she was off base or whatever. And she was like, I want him. I'll take him. And she turns around, talks to her friend.
No.
When she turns back around, they hand her a sack.
Oh, that is terrible. Oh, somebody sent me a picture of a dog with a bow tie licking its lips with a Tyrannosaurus Rex stuffed animal and some what I can only describe as very well cooked to perfection. Looks like prime rib with some rosemary on top.
Oh, man.
Man, that dog eats better than I do.
Yeah.
Which I suppose is probably true sometimes. Birthday dinner is what the text said. Somebody here says, I have when they've been sick or when scrambling leftovers, and I do give scraps off our plates. Kim says, I've never cooked for my cat except my cat, Andrew. Andrew was 17 years old. It's a good name for a cat. And he got very sick, and according to the vet, I did cook boiled chicken and rice, like you said.
Yeah.
He did not make it, unfortunately, but I tried and really do think that he appreciated it. Somebody says, I'm 100% with Jake. Chicken and rice for the sick canine, and I do share with my chihuahua. Let's see, 437-1620. Let's get traffic in here. Jake, you have traffic for him?
All we have left over this morning is 98 westbound Tiger Point construction traffic. Really, really slow roll there, starting at Garson Point, stretching all the way back past Community Life Church there. This traffic report is brought to you by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Join them today, 1 to 6 p.m. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity and Florida Power and Light are hosting a weatherization open house. You can check out their Facebook pages for details. If you have traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I had cut this clip off of the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting from about a month ago, and I thought, you know, it's funny, but I probably never have a reason to use it, and I maybe not. But since you said, somebody texted me and said, I misheard you, and I thought you meant it's National Cook Your Pets Day. This was a man who was speaking at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting about an event for Basset Hounds, but I want you to hear it wrong the way I heard it wrong, okay? Here goes.
Over in Orlando, Tampa area, Miami area, they have a Basset Hound Waddle event where all the owners of Basset Hounds come together and share recipes and talk about the uniqueness of a Basset Hound and how they are raised.
So, when I heard him, I knew what he meant was Basset Hound owners get together and hang out and also do stuff like, you know, share recipes. But right next to each other quite like that, I thought, what sort of recipes are they sharing?
Owners of Basset Hounds come together and share recipes.
And this poor guy, he's just trying to promote this cool event, right? And I'm thinking, oh, man, this mean talk show host is going to make fun of me. But since you mentioned the way you misheard me, I thought I would share that with you. It just made me laugh at the time. So, all right, back to the answers, 437-1620 on do you ever cook food for your pets? Fried eggs for breakfast. Let's see. Some people do it to save money when they have multiple dogs. Oh, somebody has seven dogs, and so they just as soon make the dog the food rather than, you know, buy dog food. I can see that, you know. Steamed green beans are healthy for dogs. Okay, all right. I can see vegetables being I mean, they are mammals. They're going to have digestive tract stuff that might mirror our own. Don says, let's see, we do not cook for our dogs. We do not give them table scraps, but they do believe in trickle down things falling to the floor economics. No, that's fair. That's every dog's entitlement. I remember there was an old Mother Goose and Grimm cartoon, for those of you old enough to remember Mother Goose and Grimm. And Grimm had drawn a dotted line at about 3 feet up on the wall. And it said, arrow pointing up yours, arrow pointing down mine. Which I thought was funny. Last time my dog got table scraps, he got pancreatitis. Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful because dogs cannot handle all this stuff. Let's see. I'm reading that one on the air. Somebody's following on the wrong train of thought on this one. Oh, man.
I had a friend text my phone that she said, we put Fancy Feast in the microwave for 30 seconds on a saucer dish, and she loves it.
So, okay, well, that's
That's cooking, sort of.
Microwave isn't cooking, it's warming. But, you know, I gotcha. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, somebody texted, y'all are sick, okay? Somebody texts in and says that they remember the Twilight Zone warning where the end reveal, the gag, the twist was, It's a cookbook. Oh, man. All right. So on that note, if you need to buy or sell a home or just want good advice on what to do, super related, right?
That's a great segue, right?
You know who's really great at nothing to do with pets? I mean, I don't even know. No, but Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they're fantastic. They are fantastic at helping guide you through this process. And especially, I always think, like, if you're a first-time buyer, I know if I could go back in time and, you know, if I'd have known a Christina Leavenworth, where we were buying a home, man, what a benefit to be able to have somebody like that to walk you through the process, find the right thing, get the right, just all of it, and make sure that it's going to get done right. Because, you know, I mean, maybe most do, but they definitely do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. ggaf.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
God. Yes, they do.
Utilities of storm repair, rinse and repeat. And MBLRA is hoping to bring a strategy and a study to the county leadership that says we can have something, we need to proactively address storm mitigation and get out of a rinse and repeat of storm and repair process for Navarre Beach.
This is Jim Sutton. He's the president of Navarre Beach Leaseholders and Residents Association, what he called the NBLRA, and at the legislative delegation meeting talking about something which is sort of an of course right now, but it's something that, you know, I don't remember. It's been a little bit since I've been on Navarre Beach, and I just don't remember looking for this particularly, so if I go back, I'll try to pay better attention, but I don't know how much of the utility work is above ground already, but that's something that he says that they would like to get some help in getting undergrounding for those utilities, which, of course, for any beachfront community, there is no good reason to have stuff above ground. That's just going to get destroyed again and again, right?
Slide 3 is a map of the Navarre Beach area that we're looking to, that we have studied for undergrounding the utilities. And by undergrounding, I mean take the wooden and Class B poles that exist out there for 3.5 miles of Gulf Boulevard and 2 miles of White Sands Beach and bury those in the ground and bury the telecommunication infrastructure that runs rides on those poles.
Right, all of the above. I mean, all of the above, for sure. Makes perfect sense. 855, Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, looks like really our only slowdown left over from our commute this morning is Highway 98 westbound. The construction traffic there in Tiger Point is slowing things down at the light at Garson Point. But other than that, we're good. It's our first frosty cold morning. So if you are off today, pull up a bowl of steamy, savory Basset Hound stew.
No, stop.
Netflix
no.
and chill.
What are you doing? You can't say that. Because there's people who were not listening before. And even if they were, they will not understand. No.
I gotta add to have a call back there.
Oh man. Oh well, good working with you, Jake. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. I can't even explain that joke. If you weren't here for it, there's no point in me trying. So oh my goodness. This is just kind of a like odd. The Supreme Court gets some of the oddest cases. And you know, the reason the Supreme Court gets a case is not necessarily because it's a big important case, but because it's a live controversy. You know, like lower courts are not clear what the law is. And so this is why they got the case of the Trump too small. I kid you not. They heard a case in which they had to figure out whether that phrase, Trump too small, could be trademarked or not. Because you remember the whole back and forth where Trump made fun of Marco Rubio's hands and then Marco Rubio made fun of him. And, you know what, a guy with small hands, all that, okay, from a long time ago in the primaries. And so this guy had started to make shirts that carried the phrase Trump too small. And the question is, could he trademark that? You know, could he prevent other people from merchandising that phrase? Well, there's, you know, typically if you create something, like if you wrote a book, Trump Too Small, and it was meant to be some kind of a book about, like, you know, how small and mean of a person he was or something like that. Well, you wrote a book title and all of a sudden you kind of own it. But there's weird caveats about that. Typically, you're not allowed to trademark somebody else's name in something that you do. You know, like I couldn't trademark Jake Too Small, you know, because that belongs to you. Jake belongs to you. And I could Andrew Too Small, maybe. Because that's me, and I am short. But, so the problem here is if you allow him to do that, then, as John Roberts mentioned in the oral arguments, Trump to this, Trump to that become open, because how can you say Trump too small and not Trump too fat, Trump too skinny, Trump too smart, you know, whatever the case may be. And also, one wrinkle is Justice Sonia Sotomayor made up the point that, well, right now he can still sell the shirts. It's not like he's prohibited from selling them. He's just prohibited from preventing anybody else from selling them with that particular name. So I think they're probably not going to protect this in the end, and I think that's probably the right decision. But talk about the weird cases that the Supreme Court gets to hear that might not be the most important things, but that lower courts have been uncertain about or that need clarification, as if that's the thing we need a clarification about. Future news. Jake, can I tell you what's going to happen before it happens? What will happen in the Trump too small case? Will the guy get a protection or not get a protection?
I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think he will either. What will be the general impact of this real estate ruling out of Missouri? Do you think that's going to affect all commissions of all realtors kind of across the country?
I kind of hope it does.
I think it will. Yeah. I suspect that it will. You kind of wait for the appeals and make sure it runs its way all the way out. George Santos. He's in for now still.
He's in.
They're not willing to remove him because he hasn't been convicted. Will he be removed from Congress?
No, because it's too entertaining at this point.
And they need the vote.
Yeah.
They need the vote. That's part of the problem. Yeah. The Republicans need him. Rashida Tlaib did not get censured yesterday. Will she be removed?
No.
No, definitely not.
5.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.